全民英语能力分级检定测验，初级听力测验。本测验分四个部分，全部都是单选题，共30题，作答时间约20分钟，作答说明为中文，印在试题册上，并经由光碟放音机播出。第一部分，看图辨译，共5题，每题请听光碟放音机播出题目和三个英语句子之后，选出与所看到的图画最相符的答案，每题只播出一遍。请看例图。请听例题。
Look at the picture. How much is the hamburger? A. It's 80 NT dollars. B. It's 18 NT dollars. C. It's 55 NT dollars.
正确答案为 A, 请在答案纸上涂黑作答。测验即将开始，如果音量太大或太小，请举手告诉监视人员。
The test is about to begin. If you have any problem with the volume of the recording, please raise your hand now.
The test is about to begin. If you have any problem with the volume of the recording, please raise your hand now.
Question 1. Look at the picture for question 1. What is the customer doing?
A. Reading a newspaper. B. Ordering lunch. C. Flirting with the waitress. Question 2. Look at the picture for question 2. What does this sign tell us?
A. Speed up so you can see the koalas and kangaroos. B. Drive slowly to please the koalas and kangaroos. C. Slow down so that you don't hit the koalas and kangaroos. Question 3. Look at the picture for question 3. Allie is going to buy 2 pounds of celery, 1 pound of lettuce, and 1.5 pounds of spinach. How much will she have to pay?
A. $280. B. $224. C. $56. Look at the picture for question 4 and question 5. Question 4. Allie graduated last year with honors. Seeing as she can't arrive until after lunch, which activity would be most appropriate for her to attend?
A. Bingo. B. Pie eating contest. C. Wine tasting. Question 5. Phoebe plays the flute and is a current member of the school marching band. What time should she arrive at the homecoming celebration?
A. 9:45. B. 10:30. C. 11:45.
每题请听光碟放音机播出的英语句子，再从试题册上三个回答中选出一个最适合的答案，每题只播出一遍。请听例题。
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
请看选项。
A. I'm fine, thank you. B. I'm in the living room. C. My name is Kevin.
正确答案为 A. 请在答案纸上涂黑作答。现在开始听力测验第二部分。
Question 6. Hey Pete, you look exhausted. When was the last time you took a day off?
Question 7. Look, Allie! It's snowing! How often does it snow here?
Question 8. Why didn't Jay talk to Allie?
Question 9. Do your siblings enjoy eating at the cafeteria?
Question 10. When are you going to pay the bill? They are going to cut the power.
Question 11. I go to the yoga class twice a week.
Question 12. Do I look cool in these pair of jeans?
Question 13. My grandfather was finally checked out of the hospital this morning.
Question 14. Dennis keeps complaining about his tutor.
Question 15. I'm going to return this blender. It sucks!
Question 15. 每题请听光碟放音机播出一段对话和一个相关的问题后，再从试题册上三个选项中选出一个最适合的答案。每段对话和问题播出一遍。请听例题。
Good afternoon, Mr. Davis.
Yes, I have an appointment with Dr. Sanders at 2 o'clock. My son Tommy has a fever.
Oh, that's too bad.Well, please have a seat, Mr. Davis. Dr. Sanders will be right with you. Question.
Where is this conversation taking place?
请看选项。
A. In a post office. B. In a restaurant. C. In a doctor's office.
正确答案为 C. 请在答案纸上涂黑作答。现在开始听力测验第三部分。
Question 16.
Hey, Allie, could you do me a favor and give me a ride to the post office?
What's wrong with your motorcycle? You said people who drive cars are lame.
Yeah, well, my motorcycle is in the shop, and I really need to pick up a package.
Well, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Let's go.
Question. Why would the woman help the man? Question 17.
Oh my God! Have you seen pickles?
Did you check the refrigerator?
No, you fool! Our dog! She was in the yard 10 minutes ago, but I can't see her anywhere!
Pickles is missing? I'm on the move!
Question. What will the man probably do? Question 18.
Wow! This place is huge! I can't believe it was built for one family.
Yes, it was once where the Queen of England lived.
There are so many rooms here, but right now I'm only interested in one.
By the way you're dancing around, I think you're looking for the bathroom. There's a sign...For one up ahead.
Question. Where are the speakers? Question 19.
Tony, did you already hand in our quarterly earnings report to Mr. Sheffield?
Not yet. I was just heading to the photocopier to make copies for everyone.
Whew! That's great news. I was double-checking my final numbers and found an error.
Wow! Glad you caught that. Why don't you come over to my computer and show me the problem?
Question. What will the woman most likely do next?
Question 20.
Excuse me, Mr. Henderson, what time do I get a break?
What are you talking about? It's only 9:15. You will get a coffee break at 10:30.
You're kidding me. These high-heeled shoes are killing my arches and pressing on my toes. I really need to sit down.
I told you that the job of hostess...would require you to be on your feet. Those 4-inch stilettos were a terrible choice.
Question. What is probably true about the woman? Question 21.
Hello, this is the post office. How can I help you today?
I'm expecting some important contracts that were supposed to be delivered by registered mail. I checked online, and they seem to have already arrived. But where are they?
Please give me the identification number, and I'll see if I can track your package down for you.
The identification number is 34... 8-2-1. It's really urgent that I get these documents today, or my boss will kill me.
Question. Why is the woman so upset? Question 22.
Bring it in, boys. This is our last time out. As you can see by the scoreboard, I think you all know what we need to do.
For sure, coach. We need to steal the ball. There's only 5 seconds left, and we're down by 2 points.
That's right. And when one of you do, find Chuck in the corner for the 3-pointer. We're going for the win.
All in for the win! Let's do this!
Question. What does the boy need to do to help his team? Question 23.
Hello?
Hi, this is Varla Vandelay from Super Cable TV. As a valued customer, I was wondering if you have considered upgrading your cable package. We have some exciting new offers you would qualify for at no extra charge.
Not interested. I'm really busy right now and I don't have much time to watch TV. In fact, I was thinking about calling to cancel my cable plan.
Okay. Maybe I should call back another time. It's almost dinner time. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Question. What do you think the man will most likely do next? Question 24.
Excuse me, a little privacy, please? I'm about to log into my Facebook account.
All right. I forgot how sensitive you are with your computer use. Oh my God, your password must be at least 16 characters long. Are you crazy?
Hey, Scott, identity theft is very real. The security of my personal information is incredibly important.
I get it, but aren't you just posting pictures of your cat?
Question. What is the woman worried about? Question 25.
Hey, Allie! What's wrong with you? Have you lost all sense of smell?
Shh! This is an emotional scene in my Korean soap opera.
But can't you smell the smoke? You started cooking that soup over an hour ago.
The soup! I thought the neighbors were having a barbecue. I guess you better call for pizza. Now be quiet, my show isn't over yet.
And you better order a new pot online, too. I'll put out the fire.
Question, what will Allie probably do next?
第四部分，短文听解，共五题，每题有三个图片选项，请听光碟放映机播出的题目，并选出一个最适合的图片，每题播出一遍。请看例图。请听例题。
Listen to the following message for Jeff. What will Jeff probably bring to the party?
Jeff, I'm glad that you'll come to the party tomorrow. I'll bring a salad and special homemade spaghetti. Could you please bring some fresh bread from the bakery?
正确答案为 C, 请在答案纸上涂黑作答。现在开始听力测验第四部分。
Question 26. Please look at the following three pictures. Please listen to the following weather forecast. What should the weather be like around 3 p.m.?
This is Teddy Pendergrass, bringing you the weather on the BBC. It's going to be a chilly morning, with heavy clouds and light rain showers. However, by noon, expect all of that precipitation to burn off, bringing plenty of sunshine for an afternoon outing. If I were you, I'd grab a picnic blanket and a frisbee, because you should be able to have fun in the sun. Question 27. Please look at the following three pictures. Then listen to the following message. Allie just sent her boyfriend this message. Where does he need to go?
OMG! The traffic out here is ridiculous. Not only is it rush hour, but it seems like the rain is making everyone drive slower. I tried calling you, but you didn't answer. I really need you to do me a favor. I was supposed to pick up Donna's birthday cake for the party tonight, but the bakery closes at 6. I don't think I'll be able to make it there in time. Would you be a dear and pick it up for me? Then I'll meet you at the bookstore by the restaurant, and we can go there together. Thanks. Question 28. Please look at the following three pictures. Please listen to the following description. The landlord is talking about the furniture in the apartment. What will the new tenants probably need to buy after they move in?
I'm so glad you guys have decided to move into this apartment. Like the advertisement said, the apartment is nearly fully furnished, so you'll be able to move in right away. The previous tenants will be taking a few of the things which they bought, but not very much. In the living room, the sofa, dining room table, and chairs are here for your use. The microwave oven and refrigerator are also part of the deal, including the washing machine out back. The old tenants did buy a new bed and TV, which I assume they'll be taking with them. But I do have another queen-size bed in storage, which you're welcome to use.
Question 29. Please look at the following three pictures. Please listen to the following description. The host is telling the contestants in a cooking show about what they need to cook. What are the chefs going to cook today?
Welcome back to MasterChef. It has been a difficult competition where we've seen you cook everything from roast beef with mashed potatoes, a festive Thanksgiving turkey with all of the trimmings, and even Japanese sushi rolls. I hope you're up for today's challenging task. Today, we're going back to a classic from the old country with a little flavor from Italia. Pasta with meatballs. It may seem simple, but the judges will be looking for the pasta to be cooked just right.
proper spices in the sauce, and perfectly seasoned meatballs. Strap on your aprons. You have 60 minutes, starting now. Question 30. Please look at the following three pictures. Please listen to the following description. The police are asking a woman over the phone for a description of her missing son. Which one seems to match her description?
Officer, please! You've got to help me! My son didn't come home from school this afternoon, and now it's after 9. You need a description, sure. He has dark brown hair and brown eyes. He's quite introverted and really into music. It was very cool outside this morning, so he was wearing a thick sweater. He is in his second year of junior high, and it really isn't like him to go somewhere without calling. Can you please help me find my boy?